Right now, it is time for us to check sports. So we'll see if Mike Costi's on the line. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, what type of weather did you have down there?
We had rain till probably around 9 o'clock, and then a lot of wind.
We had rain, heavy rain, up and through the evening. And then, Mike,
it rained hard.
In between 1:30 and quarter of 2, the rain increased in intensity, I'll say 100%. Pounding down, roaring, and then the wind started blowing, and it was a constant 25 to 35 miles an hour for almost 40 minutes. I'll tell you, it was the first time I ever felt like the trees around my house were going to come down.
It was blowing like that down here around 10:30.
Yeah, and schools are closed because my drive in this morning.
Wow.
Well, my drive in this morning, Mike, they were just. The roads were littered with tree limbs, small branches, and there's power outages. One telephone pole was bent over about 45 degrees, and I had to sneak under the lines. It just was wild here last night. And it's a good thing that Major League Baseball decided to cancel that game early.
There was no way they were going to play last night.
Yeah. I still think they waited till the afternoon. They should have just done it first thing. I mean,
yeah, I was checking it and I didn't see it posted till like around 4 o'clock.
It was between 2 and 4, yeah, which was to me is late because it's if you're a ticket holder, by this time you're scratching your head saying But anyways, So there's no baseball to talk about because they didn't play, but they're going to play tonight and tomorrow, I guess, right?
Tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah. Boom, 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 boom.
I'll tell you. The way it should be.
Yeah. And of course, the Phillies are in. God bless them. I think they got to be considered the favorite.
The Nationals, not the Phillies.
Yeah, pardon me, the Nationals. Yeah, I was thinking because of the color of their caps.
Price, not worth the price. Phillies didn't make the playoffs.
That's right. So now we do have a Thursday night game to talk about, right?
Yeah, it's a mutt.
It is Kansas City versus Denver.
Yeah, the way Kansas City's playing, I think anything can happen.
Where's it being played? Is it in Denver?
In Denver.
I still can't go against Kansas City. I got to take Kansas City.
Yeah, I'm taking Kansas City because a friend of mine's name is KC. So I'm just taking him because I have a friend named KC.
Yeah, there is no other way. See where Brock Osweiler retired?
I thought he retired about 5 years ago.
Well, when I saw the story this morning, I said the same thing to myself. Didn't he retire?
I thought he retired right after he signed that big deal.
No, he didn't. Oh, gosh.
Yeah,
it's funny.
There you go. He's up there, right up there with Sid Finch. Remember Sid Finch? The make-believe pitcher in Sports Illustrated?
No.
Well, Brock Osweiler was the make-believe quarterback of the NFL.
Who was the quarterback that the Colts bought up, and he didn't play one down, a first-round pick?
Oh, what the heck was his name?
Oh, he didn't play. He was terrible, and he was a gambler, and he was I forget
The guy from Ohio State.
Yeah, he didn't play one down in the NFL, not one.
Yep, I can't remember his name.
A first round draft pick. I'm sure that employee was fired who recommended hiring him.
Yeah, that guy wasn't football much longer.
No, I can't believe I forget his name. But anyways, I'll remember it soon.
It'll come to me.
So hey, what else is up? What else? Anything else exciting up?
Not much.
You know, the Yankees are at a disadvantage with their pitching, anyways. But now having all these games back to back to back to back to back, they're really at a disadvantage.
Well, as we said all year. When you depend on the bullpen to throw five arms a night, you know, we always said that one of them sooner or later is not going to have the stuff to win. Well, guess what? If they do that by, what's today, Thursday? By Saturday, they'll all be dead. They'll have no arms. So they need to get a distant start from one of their starters, and it's probably going to have to be Tanaka tonight. But don't bet on it. Oh, I remember the name of the guy, Art Schleister.
That's him. Very good.
They're going to have to get some depth, because here's what's going to happen. If the Astros win tonight, and they could, because Greinke's a top pitcher. Don't expect him to get beat up again tonight. He's going to pitch well. If Greinke wins tonight, guess what's going to happen tomorrow night? Verlander's not going to start. They're going to give Verlander another day's rest and come back at you with the double-barrel shotgun of Verlander and Cole at home Saturday and Sunday, where the Yankees are going to have to be scrapping because they, if, at that point, you know, you don't have to be a genius to realize, they got to win three games in a row. So the chances of them winning tomorrow night and then Houston against Verlander and Cole are slim to none. So tonight's a huge game for the Astros in more ways than one because they go up 3-1, but if they win tonight, they might as well just go up 4-1 because the Yankees aren't going to beat Cole and Verlander back-to-back in Houston, especially with their bullpen decimated by that time.
All right, we'll see what happens. But what time is the game on tonight?
8:05, I believe it is. Yep, 8:05, 8:08, 8:07, one of those times.
I'll be missing that. I'll be sleeping. Oh, well.
I went to sleep 10 o'clock last night so I could stay up late tonight to watch this game. There was absolutely nothing to watch last night, so I'm like, I'm going to sleep.
I'll see what happens in the morning.
Hey, you know what?
What?
When did faker LeBron James take Michael Jordan's number?
I don't know.
Was that last year, this year? When did that happen?
I don't know. I don't follow basketball.
I was shocked to see it. I saw a kid walking around with a faker jersey with LeBron James on the back, and it said number 23. Are you kidding me?
I have no idea. I have to look.
At least Kobe Bryant was his own person and had his own number. Is LeBron James going to get facial transplant so he looks like Michael Jordan too? What a clown this guy is. What a clown. He always fights to say he's his own person. And so you're wearing number 23 now. That's good. There's only one 23 I can remember to play basketball, and his name was Michael Jordan.
Well, I got
and
mad.
You ain't Michael Jordan.
I got mad at him, and I got mad originally at the NBA. First of all, when that owner tweeted about supporting the people in Hong Kong, that's his right to tweet that. And it wasn't disparaging. And the NBA said, well, because the NBA gets so much money out of China, the NBA criticized him and made him pull the tweet. Then the NBA backtracked on what they said. But LeBron James was in China, ready to do preseason stuff. And the Chinese pulled the rug out from under them. Who do you think LeBron James criticized?
The Chinese people.
No. He criticized that tweet should have never happened.
Oh.
LeBron.
He's a clown.
Why do you think we fight for these freedoms that we have? I mean,
exactly. Not to get political or anything.
No, but
when you have a government suppressing people, killing people, and doing things to them that are ungodly, and you as the NBA deal with that government just because they put money in your pocket, my respect for the NBA went from zero to negative numbers.
They changed their course on it because it was apparent. But LeBron James, what a stupid thing to say. Just keep your mouth shut over there. Come home.
You know, he's a genius.
Yeah, anyways.
He's a genius. He's bigger than life. LeBron James thinks he can dictate to people how they should live and how they should think. And, isn't that like communism?
I don't know.
LeBron James is a fool.
All right. So I'll check with you tomorrow. We'll see if we're tied up 2-2.
We'll see. 2-2, 3-1. We'll see. It'll be one of the above.
We certainly will. All right, yep. Mike. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.